Full time.
Yeah.
I haven't heard nothing.
Okay, call to order. Roll call.
Yes. Commissioner Taggart.
Here.
Commissioner Riston.
Absent.
Commissioner Mastalotto.
Here.
Commissioner Salvucci.
Here.
Commissioner Reynolds.
Here.
Commissioner Thompson.
Here.
Okay, let's do the flag salute. Would you please stand? Salute. Pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, I don't see any guests in the lobby area. Anybody on the website or?
We're not broadcasting today.
Oh, okay. Okay. Board minutes. Has everybody had a chance to review those and see if there's any questions? No questions? Would somebody like to make a motion to accept those?
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes from, was that August?
August 3rd.
I'll say on the 22nd.
Okay, we have a motion and we have a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? No one. The safety meeting minutes. Did anybody have any questions on that? Did you have anything you wanted to add to that?
No, Madam Chair, unless you guys have any questions.
I don't. Would somebody like to make a motion to approve that?
I'll make a motion to approve the safety meeting minutes.
I'll second that.
Okay, authorization of warrants. Who signed those?
I did. So I found all warrants to be in everything in order. And the warrants paid at this meeting are numbers 27682 through 27750 in the amount of $1,613,375.13, including commissioner's checks numbers 10457-010462 and electronic fund transfer.
Okay, do we have a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Madam Chair, before we move on to the next item, we need to go back to number six. There was a motion and a second, but there wasn't a vote.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So we need a vote. The motion and second is still valid. We just need a vote.
Okay. All in favor of the employee safety meeting minutes?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. Do we need to do a roll call on the warrants?
No.
No?
The minutes will need to reflect each individual and how they voted, but you don't have to do a roll call. As long as staff can see who votes yes and who votes no for the minutes, you're fine.
Okay. The fiscal report for July and August of 2022.
Yes, Madam Chair, we included both of those because we were undergoing the audit, and we were hoping to have the finished audit for you guys here this meeting, but they didn't get those done. But all the fiscal reports for July and August were included in your packet.
Anybody have any questions on that? Okay, I make a motion to approve the fiscal report for July and August of 2022.
I'll second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, resolution 04-22, setting a regional facility charge and SCORE policy 7260.
Yes, Madam Chair. So every September, SCORE looks at its RFC or its regional facility charge to make sure that it's appropriate and that whether it needs to be changed up or down or not. This year, considering that we are in the process of getting proposals and costs for a study to study our rates and charges, at this time, staff recommends is that we just keep it alone until, keep it as is until we get the report back that determines whether or not we need to address it or not.
Do we take an action on that? We do?
I'll make a motion that we adopt resolution number 04-22.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Just for a little bit of clarity, this is not, normally rates are set pursuant to Prop 218. That was done 5 years ago, and they had the five-year projection. This is year four?
Yes.
Of the projection?
Yep.
So that's why you don't have to do all the publication, all this, you've already published the numbers. You're just now confirming that number that we did 3 years ago, that we published, you know, about 3.5 years ago. It's still a good number, and we're still using it.
Okay.
So that's a little, just clarity on that.
Thank you. Hourly wage schedule?
Yes, Madam Chair. So SCORE in the policy, in the personnel policy for SCORE, the staff gets an automatic cost of living increase every year based on the all urban areas September 1st number. And if it's 5 or below, it's automatic and it just happens. But if it's above 5, then it needs to come for board approval. So we are coming to you, it was 8.3%. So we're coming to you for approval for 8.3% cost of living raise to adjust the hourly wage schedule.
Any questions?
I do. Number one, I'm totally on board with adjusting it. This is just insane. But my question, I guess, to you, Mr. Huber,
mm-hmm.
In regards, because I read this right here, you know, the inflation.
Mm-hmm.
So,
8.3.
So if we go like this, it's 8.3, but then tomorrow it drops down to normal or something lower than that.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a medium that goes, or do we just go to the high point?
Well, so you go to the high point, because what happens is, unless you have negative inflation, the costs of everything don't go down.
Okay.
Right? It's 8.3, so everything has risen by 8.3% based on prices from a year ago,
right?
Allegedly. The real inflation number is actually a lot higher, but
yeah, that's great. That's a question.
Yeah, but yeah. So this sets the amounts for each of the positions. If you have some massive change one way or another, these might need to be renegotiated. But the fact that the once these are approved, they don't change.
It's crazy when you think about it. 8%, like an 8% deduction in your wages,
yeah,
if there was no increase.
Well, in the real number, again, when that inflation number, again, I'm not a conspiracy theorist.
That's national.
But the government
that's
has
not California.
Exactly.
But they have taken out food costs and energy costs. Well, those have gone up more than anything else. So inflation really isn't 8%. It's really closer to 18 or 19.
Can you talk to my board?
Well, interest rates now for 30 years up to 7.25.
Yeah.
So that's hurting our economy. Does someone want to make a motion to approve this? Any other questions?
I'll make a motion that we approve the hourly wage schedule appendix 2.
I'll second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. Attorney's report?
Nothing additional. We've got closed session. But
did anybody here ever think you'd be doing 8.3 cost of living?
I always hoped that we wouldn't.
Okay. Manager's report?
Yes, Madam Chair. So, got a couple things here on this one. So operations and maintenance, we had no major issues this month, but we did have our biannual CPR training here at the plant, so all SCORE personnel are CPR certified. We do that every 2 years. Here's a big one that we need to talk about, the upgrade funding. So we are still in discussions with the county on how much our allocation will end up being. We've heard anywhere from $5 to $45 million. We applied for $45 million. I had a decent conversation with one of the county employees about this, and I kind of, when I got an email saying that we could get as low as 5, and I felt that that was a very unfair situation to SCORE, considering they used our $45 million project to boost the total requested from the state of California up to $170 million, and then the state came back and said, well, we're only going to fund 45%, and then they want to fund 10% of our request. And it's like, well, if our request wasn't in there, you would have got $20 million less. So at least we should be getting the portion, the 45% of what we requested, because it brought it up there. So we'll see what they say. Now, I know we've already asked for help once from Chairwoman Mastalotto, but if any of you know any county supervisors or anybody at that level, SCORE could use a good word.
And just on that, can I also, just other jurisdictions, for example, Town of Paradise submitted for the same, again, same funding to the state. They partnered with PID, Paradise Irrigation District. They are matching, so they only received 29% or 28% of the total request. So they said, Paradise Irrigation District, we'll give you 28% of your request. Everybody takes the same haircut. The county knows that. The other important thing to know is these funds are restricted in, oh, come on, the income.
LMI.
The low and moderate income areas. So the county can't spend them anywhere. They have to spend the funds in a low and moderate income area. And this qualifies.
So I'm sorry, I was preoccupied a little bit. Mm-hmm. So we're talking about the, what was it, $190 million that the county got?
I did
speak to the supervisor. He said, hey, don't worry, I got you taken care of down at SCORE. We might give you $1 million or $1.5 million.
That's great. That's amazing.
We'll talk later.
Yeah, and that's just really not fair, in my opinion. No. It's not fair at all.
I agree with you. It should be across the board. You get 45% of what you put in for.
Yeah. Exactly. Everybody takes the same haircut.
Well, and the reality of it is it's for housing. Part of it was for housing, and you can't build housing.
Oh, this is housing.
This is housing. Yeah. You can't build housing without an expansion.
How many people are you talking that this affects?
Yeah, exactly. And that's what I said. And, you know, and luckily I have Micah there, because Micah's like, keeps me calm and stuff. But I'm like, you know, this is a 45,000 people project here. Like, you're talking about 300 people building the road for them up on the hill. And I understand they need a road, but, you know, more bang for your buck, I think, comes from SCORE. So
yeah,
if you do have friends in the county that could help us, talk to them. Me and Micah are planning on going to the county supervisor meeting.
October 11th.
And, you know, we're going to fight for SCORE. Yeah. I mean, so hopefully I don't ruffle any feathers.
All the managers.
But probably wouldn't be a bad idea.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going there with the intention to ruffle any feathers, but it might happen. I'm going to fight for my place. So that's, you know.
They want to cut you down 10%.
Yeah, that's the problem. Right? They might be like, you're not happy with that. We'll give you less.
It's our understanding they're still under negotiations internally for where that money's going to be allocated.
And they're trying to fight the state on the LMI. They're trying to get it out of the LMI areas and put it in the other areas.
Yeah.
And the state, and so if it stays in the LMI area, that's a good thing for us. That they're going to have to give us a nice chunk of money, I think, if that happens. If they can convince the state to take it out of the LMI areas, then they're going to try to not give SCORE what it deserves. Cool. I'd appreciate that.
Great.
So that's on the upgrade funding. Let's see. The next one was Influent Pump Station. Other than it getting kicked back to March, everything is still on that schedule. Everything's looking good. Let's see, what else do we have? Oh, got some numbers back on the rate study, still waiting. Jacobs gave me a pretty wide range, and I need to talk to Attorney Huber here exactly to figure out where we would fall in this range, but their range on a rate study was anywhere from 40 to 100,000, depending on the level of that study. That seems high, considering that Thermalito Water Sewer District just got a quote from Bartles and Wells, who we've actually worked with in the past too, on a rate study, and it was about half of that top number.
That's 50.
Yeah, exactly. 50. So I contacted them, Jamie Boucher,
pretty
their manager.
Extensive too.
Exactly. No, we were really impressed. We both read the proposal that Jamie sent over, and we were really impressed. So we might, you know, obviously it's your guys' choice, but we'll gather that number too and bring you both options so that you guys can make an educated choice. We're still working with Jacobs on potentially phasing the project, the big upgrade project, if that's what would need to be done in order to take advantage of those county funds. But we got to wait for that domino to fall before we know if that's the right move or not. And then my next thing was just I provided my self-evaluation to you guys last August for your review, and I guess we'll talk about that once we go into closed session. So that's it for the manager's report.
Okay. There's no visitors, so I'm assuming there's no visitor comments. commissioner and staff comments? Anything?
Nope.
Okay. Then we will adjourn to closed session at 5:15. It's 6:10 and we're out of closed session. Direction given and no reportable action taken. Is that it?
That's it.
We are adjourned and it is 6:10.